The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that illegal immigrants are not entitled to some of the same protections under federal labor laws as American citizens. In a split decision yesterday, the High Court decided that an illegal worker from Mexico who had been illegally fired from his job is not entitled to back pay for lost wages, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Like many Mexican workers who entered this country illegally, Jose Castro used false documents to get a low-paying job. In 1988, he went to work for Hoffman Plastic Compounds in Los Angeles, where he operated machines to mix and cook various chemicals. In January 1989, Castro was laid off after he joined a union organizing campaign. 3 years later, the National Labor Relations Board, or NLRB, ruled that the layoff was an illegal, union-busting tactic, and it ordered Hoffman Plastics to pay Castro $67,000 in back pay. But the Supreme Court, in a narrow 5-4 vote, ruled that Hoffman Plastics owes Castro nothing. Writing the majority opinion, Chief Justice William Rehnquist said, awarding back pay to illegal aliens runs counter to policies underlying federal immigration laws. Ryan McCourtney is the attorney for Hoffman Plastics.
In this case, the National Labor Relations Board chose to ignore our immigration laws by awarding back wages to an illegal alien who entered the country in violation of the law, who obtained employment by lying about his true identity, and who remained in this country unlawfully for more than 4 years.
But Justice Stephen Breyer posed the issue differently. Writing for the minority, Breyer said Hoffman Plastics' tactics were a crude and obvious violation of federal labor laws. He said back pay awards represent more than compensation to a fired worker. They also discourage employers from violating the law. More than a dozen labor and civil rights groups filed friend of the court briefs, siding with the National Labor Relations Board. One of those groups is New York's National Employment Law Project, where Rebecca Smith is an attorney.
Well, I think the court has essentially told employers that they can first hire, then exploit, and finally discharge immigrant workers who want to join a union. Employers will pay no penalty for unlawfully discriminating against undocumented workers. We all can see that without a monetary penalty, a meaningful penalty, workers will be completely unable to exercise their rights to join a union.
The notion that monetary penalties deters employers from breaking labor laws is shared by the Bush administration, and even by some who argue against high immigration into the United States. Mark Krikorian is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C. He says the court's decision will undermine enforcement of the nation's immigration law.
If illegal aliens who are fired for union activities can't be awarded back pay, then they are much more attractive to employers. And if illegal aliens couldn't get work, they would be much less likely to try to sneak into the United States or overstay their visas.
However, Chief Justice William Rehnquist said the employer in this case, Hoffman Plastics, is paying a penalty. It has been ordered to stop violating labor laws and to post a conspicuous notice informing its present employees of their rights. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.